Why professional influence matters more than connections. Many people early in their careers think connections mean knowing many people, so they busy themselves adding WeChat contacts and exchanging business cards. But what really decides where opportunities go is often not who you know, but who knows you, trusts you, and thinks of you first when they need help. Professional influence is exactly such an asset. When others encounter a problem in your field of expertise, they proactively think of you. This ability to be remembered cannot be obtained through deliberate socializing. It can only be accumulated through long-term professional output. Compared with superficial connections, professional influence has three advantages. It does not depend on the relationship with any single person. It appreciates as your capability grows, and it continues to follow you after you change companies or even industries. From the organization's perspective, there is an influence economy inside companies too. With equal capability, people who are easier to see often receive more key projects, promotion nominations, and scarce resources. Influence itself is a kind of performance lever. More importantly, professional influence lowers your communication cost. Others already have expectations of you, so during cooperation you do not have to repeatedly prove yourself. A single sentence can get straight to the point. So instead of spending time on ineffective socializing, spend it on making people remember your professional judgment. Influence speaks for you, connections are just the doorbell. Building influence does not require talent, it is more like a compound interest investment. Every clear expression and every high-quality delivery is principal deposited, and time will amplify it for you. It is especially worth noting, influence is an asset that pays off more when you start earlier. You cannot accumulate it on the spot. If you only think about managing it when an opportunity arrives, it is often already too late. Building influence also follows a plain rule: benefit others first, benefit yourself later. When you consistently provide valuable information and help, others' trust in you grows naturally, and opportunities follow. Thinking about monetizing or taking too early actually withers influence. The essence of a personal brand, the ability to be remembered. The essence of a personal brand is not packaging but lowering the cost for others to remember you. It answers one question: if someone had to describe your professional capability in one word, what would they say? A good brand has three elements: clarity, consistency, and evidence. Clarity means others can say in one sentence what you do. Consistency means your words, actions, and output point to the same thing over time. Evidence means you have works, cases, or results to support it. Many people misunderstand personal branding as building a persona or putting on a performance. A true personal brand presents real professional capability in a way others can understand. Personas collapse, strength does not. A personal brand also changes with stages. In the early stage, the focus is making people know you. In the middle stage, making people recognize you. In the later stage, making people need you. Each stage has different tactics, but the foundation is always authentic accumulation. A simple way to test your personal brand: ask three colleagues to introduce you in one sentence each, and see whether their descriptions are consistent and close to the direction you want. The bigger the difference, the blurrier the brand. A brand is not mysticism, it is manageable. From today on, every speech you give, every work you produce, and every delivery you complete is adding to or subtracting from this brand. The first lesson in building a brand is honesty. Do not package yourself as something you are not, others will find out sooner or later. Honest professionals can withstand repeated scrutiny. You can also start from a small incision. First explain one niche topic thoroughly, then gradually expand to adjacent fields. The sense of professionalism built from a small incision is more credible than casting a wide net. One final reminder: the first beneficiary of a personal brand is yourself. It helps you screen suitable opportunities, attract like-minded people, and build negotiating confidence. The process of managing a brand is itself managing your career future. Positioning, the label you want to be remembered by. Positioning is the starting point of all brand work. You need to answer three questions: in which field am I the most professional? for whom do I create value, and by what word do I want to be remembered? The intersection of the three answers is your positioning. The field does not need to be big, the smaller and more specific, the better. Words like full stack and all-round have no memory point. Instead, specific labels like data product or growth experiment design are easier to leave a place in others' minds. Positioning must also align with market demand. A field that is too niche makes it hard to build influence. A field that is too crowded makes it hard to stand out. Finding a segment that has demand but is not too crowded is the key skill of positioning. After positioning, write it into one sentence. I help a certain type of person solve a certain type of problem. This sentence will run through your content, communication, and works, becoming your consistent external signal. Positioning is not fixed once and for all. As your capability and the market change, you can converge, extend, or even switch. But every adjustment should be active, not passive drift. If your positioning is not yet clear, a pragmatic approach is: first, choose a direction you have worked on and produced results in as a temporary positioning. Calibrate while doing, which is better than never positioning at all. Be wary of greed in positioning. The thing a brand most fears is